USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The officer who shot 20-year-old Dante Wright just outside of Minneapolis is resigning. Brooklyn police officer Kim Potter turning in her resignation on Tuesday, which is effective immediately. In a statement, Potter saying she enjoyed being a police officer, however saying it's in everybody's best interest that she leave the force. Members of the White House COVID response team are tamping down concerns about the recommended pause of the distribution of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, the recommendation coming from the FDA and CDC due to concerns about very rare blood clots.
This announcement will not have a significant impact on our vaccination program.
White House COVID response coordinator Jeff Zients. President Biden set to pull all American troops out of Afghanistan by September 11th. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax. I like it too.
Trump is right. Millions are tuning into Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for real news. Some polls give Joe Biden a high job approval, even 60%. Now Newsmax is asking if you agree with that. Do you really approve of Joe Biden, his policies, and $4 trillion in spending? And do you think President Trump did a better job? Let us know. Vote in the Newsmax poll right now. Just text the word NORTH to 39747. That's NORTH to 39747. It takes just a minute. Let America know who you like better, Biden or Trump. Tens of millions are watching Newsmax TV, now on all major cable systems, smart TVs, and OTT platforms. And vote now in the Newsmax poll. Just text the word NORTH to 39747. That's NORTH to 39747. Let your voice be heard, and watch Newsmax today.
President Biden is leading mourners who are paying tribute to fallen Capitol Hill police officer William Billy Evans.
He was defined by his dignity, his decency, his loyalty, and his courage.
Evans lying in honor in the Capitol Rotunda. The 41-year-old Evans was killed on April 2nd when a Nation of Islam supporter rammed him and another officer with his car at the Capitol security checkpoint. Tensions continue to rise between China and the United States.
China has warned the United States not to play with fire on Taiwan issues after the Department of State updated its guidelines easing restrictions on meetings between U.S. officials and their counterparts from Taiwan, which Beijing claims as its own. Speaking to reporters on Tuesday, the Chinese Foreign Ministry urged the United States to immediately stop any form of U.S.-Taiwan official contacts. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A former Secretary of State is reacting to the United States restarting nuclear negotiations with Iran.
Talks are set to resume in Vienna between the U.S., Iran, and several other parties to try to return to the terms of the 2015 nuclear agreement reached under former President Obama. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says that returning to that deal would be a regression in Middle East policy. He tells Fox News that the efforts of the Trump administration for Middle East peace would be undone by a new deal with Iran.
Their theory of the case back in 2013, 14, and 15 was that if we don't take this deal that guarantees the pathway to a nuclear weapon, then we'll be a war. And of course, we proved just the opposite, right? Secretary Kerry had said you can't get peace without solving the Palestinian problem. We demonstrated that wasn't true. We were realistic about the world. We engaged diplomatically across a broad spectrum when we brought these Gulf states together with the Israelis for a security arrangement that benefits Americans all across the country. To go back to that deal would be an enormous regression and an enormous increase in the risk to the United States of America.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
And finally, the Ford Mustang is the best-selling sports car worldwide for the second year in a row. The Mustang topping all competitors due to a surge in sales of the Bullitt and Shelby models with over 80,000 global sales in 2020. The U.S. is its strongest market, representing around three-quarters of total sales. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.